circumstances were different, that this reunion were a matter of choice. I wish we could revisit a time spent here, but the focus now is on your boy. We've tried to handle this with discretion, but each infraction's more severe than the last. The days when we could keep it inside these walls, I think that they're past. Were called upon to break up the fray. Some half a dozen kids spent the night in jail, but plenty more got away. Your son, he reappeared in the morning, his clothing torn, his knuckles battered and bruised. He tried to make the claim he was nowhere near. It didn't ring true. Police are investigating last night's melee, pouring over frame after frame. How long can it be before the cops come calling, once they link the face to a name?
So what can we do that hasn't yet been done?
Time's running thin for you to say sign. I recall the days we were kept after school, proud to take the blame for the stunts that we pulled. But things that we might have done were never quite criminal. And if it comes to light that your son was involved, lawyers can be called to ensure he's absolved. But would that erase the fact that people were attacked? It's evident he represents a threat we can't control. We've all agreed, it's plain to see, he must be disenrolled. His name here is a blessing. I know the good it did for you and for me. And if families like your own hadn't played their part, I couldn't say where I'd be. But something clearly here isn't working. Your son needs guidance we can seem to provide. I think he would be better at home with you, not far from your side. If you agree that this plan is in your son's best interest, no one will admit what they've seen. We'll strike.